The American eel is prized as a delicacy, especially in Europe and Japan. Over the past 30 years, populations of the snake-like fish along the Atlantic seaboard and in the Great Lakes have plummeted. Researchers and fishermen see the decline as a shrill environmental warning, and they say now is the time to do something about it. North Country Public Radio's David Summerstein reports.
Before you say who cares about a slimy critter like an eel, eels are amazing. Eel expert John Castleman says they spawn in the Sargasso Sea, the Bermuda Triangle, deep beneath the surface.
There is a mystery that we haven't solved. We have never seen them spawn.
After they're born, they float thousands of miles north and west on ocean currents. Then they wiggle up rivers and streams from Florida to Quebec. They live up to 20 years in freshwater before they start the long journey to the Sargasso to spawn. The problem is their offspring are not coming back. Lydia Munger is a U.S. fisheries manager.
My sense is that it's massive decline.
People are worried about the eel, and not just in North America. European eel young are down 99% from the 1970s. The Japanese eel is down 80%. In Lake Ontario, where the eel once represented half the weight of all the fish there, it's all but gone. Just ask commercial fisherman John Rohrbeck. He grew up here by the lighthouse on Point Traverse, a peninsula that juts out into northeastern Lake Ontario. Rohrbeck's been fishing these waters for more than 30 years. Eels were his prime catch. He points past the lighthouse.
I remember when I started fishing, there was nights on that south shore, the most fish that was in there would be eels at certain times. Now you could go back there and you will find nothing.
He stopped fishing eels 3 years ago because it just wasn't worth it.
That eel is telling man, we better smarten up because this is happening all over the world.
Now Rohrbeck dedicates his fishing time to science. He catches specimens for leading eel expert John Castleman, who examines them in his lab.
It is truly a crisis of concern.
Castleman's a scientist with the Ontario Ministry of Natural Resources. In 1980, at a point on the St. Lawrence River in midsummer, he counted more than 25,000 eels a day. Last year, there were scarcely 20. Castleman ticks off a host of possible